this is Vanessa Morrissey, and us women, we rock. You are listening to Desiree on Wave FM.
Vanessa, you now have Desire Savage on the line. Please go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you going?
Very good, thank you.
It's actually Desiree, but that's okay. It's kind of similar
getting
to Desire.
New name today.
Yeah. Well, it's better than like Deirdre, which I get a lot. So
Deirdre.
Yeah, I often get Deirdre. Do you ever get your name mistaken for anything?
All the time. My last name's always pronounced Rossi, like Emma Rossi. Which it's not. It's Amorosi.
Ah.
It doesn't bother me. It means the same thing. I just like, whatever. I'll take that. Fine.
Well, Vanessa Amorosi, you've won a stack of awards. You've been an Australian icon in the music industry for a long time now, and you're not even like 30 yet. You're like not even there. Congratulations on just having a sensational career so far, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, your new album, Hazardous, is out now. It is doing amazing things. It is smoking hot. How have you felt about the reception for the album?
Just blown away, totally blown away. I can't thank people enough for supporting me once again and loving my new sound and my new record, because it is very different to what people was expecting from me, and it's very honest and quite crazy in points of that album.
And looking pretty darn good as well. I must say, your new single that's coming out, Holiday, I've seen the film clip for it, and your hair looks awesome. It's sort of like this gorgeous fiery red and sort of oranges in there. Is that your real hair, or are you wearing a wig?
No, it's my real hair.
That's awesome. Best hairdresser ever.
It's like getting wilder each time. Each time I can't help myself. Like, can we put a little bit more orange in it? I'm starting to glow in the dark.
Woo! Well, you have sort of been here, there and everywhere the last year. You went touring with Rob Thomas around Australia. How was that?
Amazing. So much fun. Rob was just amazing to be on the road with. So talented, so down to earth. He was really easy to travel with.
And he's a bit of eye candy for you as well.
Oh, definitely. Definitely eye candy.
I heard a rumour that you'd been touring with Matchbox 20 as well in the States, or you're about to. Is that right?
There is a discussion at the moment with maybe doing that next year, but I've got to be able to juggle releasing in Europe and touring America.
Mm. I mean, touring with them would be a bit of a dream, but is there anyone else that you'd think, oh, man, I'd love to tour with them, or even do a collaboration or something?
Chris Cornell. I would love to do a collaboration with Chris.
Good.
Oh, my God, I love him. And Prince.
Ah!
Yes, I've been very, very lucky. I mean, I've done a lot of collaborations in the last 4 years, which is great for me because it's inspiring and it lets you do something different to what you normally do. I've done a cover with INXS,
yep.
Devil Inside. I did a duet with Mary J. Blige.
Yep.
And, of course, Hoobastank. So it's been a very busy few years for me.
Nice, nice. Now, I wanted to ask you about the INXS. As you said, you've done the cover of Devil Inside. What is that for? Is that they bringing out a new album? Or what
They're bringing out a new album, but they've got Rob Thomas and me and a few other acts covering their songs and doing our own interpretation of that hit.
Wow. And what was it like getting, you know, the privilege to do that for them?
Awesome. The boys have always been really, really good to me. I met them when I had my first record out. I was probably about 14 when John Stevens was doing the front man of the band, and I toured with them a fair bit when I was younger, and I don't know, I suppose I've been blessed in the sense that I've been brought up around rock and rollers. I've travelled on the road with Jimmy Barnes for years and INXS and Joe Cocker, and I've been really, really lucky. That's probably why I've lasted such a long time too, because I have been around massive artists that you respect and you watch the way they behave, and that's what you sort of take on.
Hey, if you weren't doing singing, what do you think you might be doing?
I'd be producing records. I do a lot of production. I travel with a studio. I'd be making records. I can't see myself doing anything else other from clowning around.
So not like a primary school teacher or acrobat?
Oh, my God, the poor kids. No, definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, on my time off, I try these wonderful new adventures, and I try to build things, or I paint things, and I buy spray guns and stuff like that. But no one would ever want to pay me to do that stuff. They'd pay me to stop.
Are you one of those people that'll start a project, you kind of get halfway through, it's like, oh, I'll finish it later?
Oh, I get bored of it straight away. I am the most slap-together person. If I this is a mission I start off. I have a half a day off. I decide I'm going to spray paint my car. I'm going to go buy a spray gun. I come back. I don't do anything. I don't even stand it back or anything. I just spray it. And then I ring my dad. So that's my wild adventures